after tonight, just two more messages in 1 John, and then we're finished with 1 John, and we dive into the book of Hebrews. But this passage tonight is a beautiful passage on prayer. Notice verse 14. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. So according to His will. Lord, I pray You'd use Your word in our hearts tonight to teach us and to grow us in our Savior. May Your will be done in this service. May Jesus be magnified. May the Holy Spirit be in control. We love You and commit it to You in Jesus' name. Amen. You probably noticed that verse 15, and if we know, we know. That's the secondary theme of 1 John, is knowledge and knowing. And John is reminding us that we can have confidence when we go to the Lord in prayer, that He will hear us and that He will answer. But God did put a caveat in there, according to His will. And we're going to expound on that in a few moments. But the assumption there in verse 14 is that we will pray. I think we can all agree that prayer is a command in Scripture for Christians. It's not an option, it's a command. David said in Psalm 55:17, "Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice." David said, I'm going to pray every day, at least three times a day. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing." 1 Timothy 2:8, "I will therefore that men pray everywhere." So we know it's God's will that we pray. God wants the fellowship. He doesn't want us to pray because we're going to surprise Him with our requests. He already knows, as He says in Matthew 6, "The Father knoweth what you have need of before you ask Him." But He wants us to ask. He wants us to ask Him for everything. But the key to the whole passage is He wants us to ask according to His will. According to His will. That would be, let's go to James 4, that means not according to our will. And that is tough for us, isn't it? Because we are naturally selfish people. That's part of being human, is we are selfish. It's a negative part, but it's true. James 4:3, notice what it says. "You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust." So it's possible to pray amiss, which means missing the mark. So we must assure ourselves that we are praying in the will of God. Then we can have this confidence that's talked about there at the beginning of the verse. So quickly, we're just going to do a quick understanding of some of the basics of knowing that we're praying according to God's will. Only 8 points. It'll go fast. Firstly, if we're going to pray according to God's will, then we're going to pray in faith. What I mean by that is we're going to come to God believing that He answers prayer, which is what this passage is saying, this confidence. If we come to God doubting that He will answer our prayer, then He will not answer our prayer. All right? The Bible says so. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Hebrews 11:6. The Bible says, Matthew 21:22, "Whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." That's a key point, is we must believe, we must have faith. And I know it sounds very basic, but we can't come to God with doubt that He is powerful enough to answer our prayers. Secondly, we cannot come to God with sin that hasn't been dealt with in our lives. Psalm 6:18, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." The Lord will not hear me. So we cannot come to prayer and say, "God's going to answer my prayers, but there's sin that the Holy Spirit keeps pointing out that we refuse to deal with. We refuse to confess. We refuse to take care of. The Holy Spirit's just going to keep bringing it up. and it's going to keep hindering our prayers. So we must have faith, and we must come to God with our sin dealt with. Now, does that mean we're sinless? No. That's unfortunately not possible in this flesh. But it does mean that there's no sin that the Holy Spirit keeps bringing up that we keep ignoring. That we've dealt with them. We've confessed them. And then, along with that, kind of a sub-point of that, is forgiveness. I preached on this in Tyrol last Sunday in Mark 11, which says, when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. We can't come to God with unforgiveness in our hearts and expect Him to answer our prayers. Now, I know these are all basics, but we're talking tonight about praying according to His will. His will is that we pray in faith. His will is that we pray with sin dealt with, including unforgiveness. And then it's also His will, Psalm 37:4, that we delight in Him. Right? Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And that goes right along with what Jesus said. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. In other words, we're going to be maintaining this relationship with our Savior. We're abiding in Him. And His word is abiding in us. And we're delighting in the Lord. That is God's will, according to His will. And then, while we're in 1 John, look at chapter 3. Another one of the basics, but again, if we don't get this one right, then it's going to hinder our prayer life. 1 John 3:22, whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. We're doing our best to walk obediently. That's God's will. That's according to His will, that we walk obediently. Nextly, that we are living a life of thanksgiving and praise. The Bible says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving in Colossians 4:2. If we're not living a life of thanksgiving and praise, then it could hinder our prayer life. And then we'll look at one more verse, Proverbs 28:9. Proverbs 28:9, which tells us that if we're not in tune with His Word, then it also can hinder our prayers. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9, look what it says. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. That's a pretty strong word. So if we're not listening to the Word, if we're turning our ear away from hearing the Word, and that's probably because of sin, then it will hinder our prayers. So I don't want to give the impression that God doesn't answer prayer. God does. He loves to answer prayer. Psalm 65:2 says, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jesus says, ask and ye shall receive. Right? In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. God wants us to pray, and God is a prayer answering God. But God also wants us to be right with Him. You know, it's just like with our children. When our children are in disobedience, you know, when we're bringing them up and they're in a disobedient state, we have to deal with that, don't we? And it hinders that sweet relationship or fellowship with each other until it is dealt with. And we're less likely to reward them when they're in that state. But once it's dealt with and the fellowship is restored, then we're more in tune. And it's the same with God. So the key, really, it all just it wraps up into one thing, being close to the Lord. Because the Bible says, according to His will. It's just four words, but they're four very important words when it comes to prayer. According to His will. What does it say? He heareth us. And I love verse 15. And if we know that He hear us. So now we've gotten past verse 14. If we know that we're in tune with the Lord, if we know that we've dealt with sin in our life, if we know that we're in love with His Word and we're walking obediently the best we can, if we know these things, what does it say? We know that whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions. That's the confidence God wants us to have. That God answers prayer. Proverbs 15, if you would, please. Verse 8. The Bible tells us something about the prayer of the upright. As opposed to the sacrifice of the wicked. Notice Proverbs 15:8. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is His delight. God delights in prayer. He's the one that commands it. He delights in it. God wants us, as we're told in Hebrews 4:16, to come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God wants that from us. And then what does it say in James 1:5? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So God is a prayer-answering God. If it weren't so, Jesus wouldn't have told us that if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. In John 14:14. But it must be according to His will. And the only place that we discover His will is in His Word. So it always comes back to the Word, doesn't it? That we need to be in tune with the Word of God. We need to be in the Word regularly, meditating on it. It needs to be a part of our lives so that we are in tune with the Lord through His Word and thereby in tune with His will. So that when we come, we, as verse 14 says, we can have confidence. And as verse 15 says, we can know. I know that I'm going to have the petitions, as it says in verse 15. If we never get prayer answered, it's not because God isn't a prayer answering God. It's because there's a disconnect somewhere in the according to His will phrase. And our prayers are being amiss, asked amiss, as we read in James 4:3. It's not because God doesn't have the power, or the ability, or even the desire to answer our prayers. It's because God's waiting for our prayers to be according to His will. And then we can have the confidence of knowing that, as He says at the end of verse 15, that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. What petitions are those? Everything. Jesus tells, when He gives us the model prayer, Matthew 6, He even says to pray about our daily bread, doesn't He? Every little thing. Pray about it. There's nothing too small. What does it say in Philippians 4:6? Be careful for nothing, but in everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Everything. I've heard people say, oh, I only pray about the big stuff. I'm not going to bother God with the little things. It's okay. God wants you to bother Him with the little things. And the more that we pray for, the more little things we pray for, the more answers we're going to see. And the more it'll build our faith. And then we can be in that state of knowing God's going to answer this. Because I know it's according to His will. So a simple passage, but a great truth, very important truth in regards to our prayer lives. And we just need to make sure we put it into practice every day. Amen. According to His will. Let's pray.